y'all understand what I was saying about that song? It's like, you know, like Camille always says, we're not up here. We're not performing for anybody. We're not putting on a show. But when we're singing these songs, we need to feel these songs. And certain songs like that one, I don't know who sings it, but it's a song that somebody like Kirk Franklin would have a field day with. You know what I mean? The way, because, and what I'm saying is, it's like you got to almost put yourself in the situation and think about it. And, you know, those beginning parts are nice and soft, and you draw out the how he saved me and put something on it, and how he filled me to the point where it's almost like, if you think about it, think about yourself in a situation, you're just saying these things to yourself, and you get to the point where the song crescendos to the point where you can't keep it to yourself no more. In other words, I started out saying, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me. It makes me want to shout, hallelujah. You know what I mean? You got to feel. It's like you're not putting on a show, but you got to feel the song, and you got to draw out parts, because that's the anointing in the song. You got to, and if you feel it and if you do it, whoever's out in the audience is going to feel it too. Amen? So we got to get to the point. Even that last song you just sang, I never heard it before, but it's beautiful, and I look forward to hearing more of it. That's another song. Just feel that. It's nice and soft. We don't have to shout everything. We got to know when to build up to the shout. Amen? And Fred, you may be the only music we have, but you're the minister of music in this place. And you're not just a guitar player. You're an anointed man of God who plays the guitar. There's a big difference. There's a big difference. And you know what? When you're playing for these different, if you feel it, you know, if they're getting to a point where you just want to cut off the guitar for a little bit and hear them as they're really, let the Lord use you. Amen. You're an anointed, gifted guitar player, not just a guitar player. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're blessed to have all of you all. Amen. Serve down today for the Lord, for us. Amen. Somebody came in here a little down today. Somebody came in here maybe even depressed. Somebody came in here a little overwhelmed. But thank God for Jesus. When I bring my mind back to Jesus, how he saved me, how he filled me, how he healed me, how he picked me up, how he turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground, it makes me want to shout, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I can't keep it to myself. He's been too good to me. I just got to let it out. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I don't mean to shout all the time. I don't mean to be so loud. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I've been through some things. I've been through some trials. I've been through some tribulations. I know what it's like to be down. And I know what it's like to get back up. God's been good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey, glory. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, bless your name, Lord. You alone are worthy. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hey. Sister Jan. Whew. I know I play around with you a lot. I know we're friends and everything, but I'm speaking to you right now. You gotta change your thought process. This is the Lord speaking. Just change that thought process. Because you know what? When the enemy brings stuff to us, it's so easy for us. Did you hear what she says? I'm officially a diabetic. Did you hear that? How easy is it? Because the doctor told us, and now I'm officially a diabetic. But how often do we get up? How often do we? I'm officially a child of God. I'm officially God's child. I'm officially a king's kid. I'm an heir and a joint heir to the, huh? We're so quick to claim the stuff down here. And you know what? Do everything the doctor tells you to do. But while you're doing it, instead of putting the, I'm officially a diabetic, I'm officially God's child. And you know what? God loves me more than I love myself. God knows more. He made me. He knows more about my body than I will ever know. And I am going to trust him that he is going to take me through this process with the help of the doctors. And I am going to overcome this. And I'm going to continue to live a good life. Why? Because I'm saved. I'm blessed. I'm God's child. I don't care what the report says. I'm going to follow the directions, but I don't care about the report. I'm going to trust God. I'm officially God's child. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not telling anybody to be ignorant to what the doctors tell you to do. Follow the instructions. But please know in the process that God is in control. That God is your Savior. God made you. God knows what's best for you. Follow, trust him, and say, no matter what the situation, trust him in the process. Could you imagine going through everything you've gone through without him? Huh? Could you imagine everything you've been through without him? Huh? All the surgeries, all the pains, all the... Could you imagine? Huh? Listen, just like he had to tell Joshua over and over and over again, listen, I will be with you just as I was with Moses. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You are not in this thing alone. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You might be in a fight, you might be in a battle, you might be in a trial, but you're not in it alone. Jesus, no way you could get through what you've been through without him. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Going through cancer treatments and you up here singing praises to God every week? What's that? That don't even make no sense. Thank you, Jesus. But that's the kind of God we serve. Glory to God. Because he will do above and beyond anything we could ask or think. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't even know where my notes are now. Let's see what we got here. Thank you, Jesus. I wanted to talk about peace today. Woo, I wanted to talk about peace today. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when we think about the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, against such things there's no law. All of those things should eventually be emulating from us, not because of us, but because the Christ within us. Amen. And today I wanted to just talk about a healthy attitude of a believer is to adopt the attitude of peace. How many would like to be more peaceful? How many would like to have more peace in your life? Amen. You'll be happy to know you have it. It's in you. You have to allow God to work it out through you. Amen. Wouldn't you enjoy your life and your relationship with God more if you were less anxious, less worried, less fearful? And that's what I'm talking about. Things come to our lives, situations come, and some of it is not always good news, and we have to be able to, in those situations, be able to hear the news, process it, and then bring it back to, okay, Lord, they just gave us some news. You hear what I said? I gave us some news. Not just me, they gave us some news. Amen? Because he's with me, right? Lord, show me. I'm not gonna worry, I'm not gonna stress, because all those things keep me from singing a song like, when I think about the Lord. How we say, and that's what I want to be thinking about. That's what I want to be. I can't sing that song when I'm worried, when I'm fearful, when I'm distressed. I need to get that. I need to push that. And I need to say, Lord, you're in control. You're in control, Lord. You are the master of my life. You are, you know, when we accepted the gift of salvation, we took our hands off the steering wheel and we jumped over into the passenger seat. And we said, Lord, I surrender. You drive now. Amen. We're supposed to be riding. Have you ever drove with somebody that's telling you where to go and telling you how to drive and take, you know where you're going. Amen. I know where I'm going, but yet this person feels like they had the need to tell me where I need to go and how I need to drive. You know how it is when, you know, they call them backseat drivers, whatever. Jesus don't need our. No, Lord, no. This is not the way it's got to be done. I want it done this way because this way might hurt. I don't want to go through that. I don't have the patience. You know I don't have the patience, Lord. Lord, you know how I am with this situation. And he's like, I'm driving. You took your hands off the wheel. Don't try to put them back on. We don't need four hands on the wheel. Amen? And what I'm saying is, if you're going to let them drive, let them drive. Amen? If I asked you to bring me somewhere and I told you where I want to go and you looked it up and saw where I need to go, I'm going to trust you to get me there. Amen? If you ever did a ride share or anything like that, you put in where you want to go, they pick you up and they take you where you want to go. You don't tell the driver how to get there. Amen? You let them drive. Otherwise, you can do it yourself or get another, you know. And we got to, and that's part of overcoming this fear, this anxiety, and this stress that we go through is that we have to allow God to drive. He's in control. He's in control. Amen? You gave up control when you accepted him in your life. And you did so because when you were in control, you didn't make out so well. Amen? Because if you did, you wouldn't have asked for no help. Amen. You crashed and burned many times when you were in control. Amen. Give up the license. Give up the authority. Give up, seriously, let God Let God be in control. Amen? If you want greater peace in your life, if you want to overcome the anxiety that creeps into your life. Amen? Two things I notice about when anxieties and fear comes into our life, and many people are, and it's very common, especially today, there's many people having mental difficulties going through everything that we're going. Like you said, being stuck in the house for 6 months, we're dealing with a pandemic, we're dealing with all the political strife, social injustice, our jobs are at stake, all these different, there's a lot of things, if we allow them, to be fearful and be anxiety and have a lot of anxiety over. Amen? But you know, one thing I learned about anxiety, most of the time my anxiety is about the future. Not about the present, but about the future. I worry about what might happen. Amen? I worry about what might happen so much that I already have in my mind that it's going to happen. Amen? My mother, God bless her, she's up in age, she's scared of this pandemic and all this stuff. She's already told me it's coming back in November, and it's going to be worse than it was in March. I'm like, okay, you know that already? Yes. I heard it on TV. They said it's coming back in November, and it's going to be worse. Everything's going to shut back down again. Did you go to work today? Because you better go to work, because you're going to lose your job. I said, Mom, if I listen to you, I might as well just end it now. Just throw in the towel. Why? You know what I mean? But I'm serious. She's not kidding. In her mind, she really is feeling that. She's thinking that. Why? Because she's up in age. She really can't go nowhere. She's stuck at home. And what is she doing? She's watching the TV. And that's what the TV is telling you. Everything's bad. There's nothing good going on right now. Amen? The election's a mess. The cops, you know, all the social injustice, all, you know, the pandemic. I mean, if you listen to the news, I mean, it's terrible, right? And if you don't, you know, we got to understand that God is in control of our lives, no matter what happens. Amen? No matter what happens, no matter who wins, no matter what happens, God is in control of my life. I don't know about you. He's in control of my life. And most of the time when anxiety comes into our life, when fear, you know, the enemy brings those thoughts to you. Every day, all of us, we all experience it. He brings these thoughts to us. It's up to us whether or not we want to entertain them and adopt them. Because that's what we do. We entertain them, and then we adopt them as almost like it's reality. Amen? And now I'm going to cause myself, do you know what stress can do to your body? Stress is not good for circulation. Stress causes you unnecessary pains. Stress causes your blood pressure to rise. Stress causes your eating habits to fluctuate. Stress does all kinds of things to mess you up. Amen? So now, the enemy brought these thoughts. Not only did I entertain them, but I adopted them, and now I'm all messed up. And it's about something that hasn't happened yet. It may never happen. But I'm worried about them right now. I'm fearful about them right now. And matter of fact, I'm not going to get a good night's sleep tonight because I'm worried about what might happen. Amen? And do you know that doctors say most of the things that we worry about that are going to happen never happen? Amen? And guess what? You might say, well, some things do happen. Yes, they do. But guess what? Whether you worry about it or not, you cannot do anything about it. Amen? So if you have no control over it, can't do anything about it, why don't you just give it to God? Why don't you just give it to him? Because you can't do anything about it. This is not something that's in your control that you can make better. So anxiety is usually about something that is in the future. Now, another thing I noticed about anxiety, a person who has anxiety, a person who is fearful about something, a lot of times will not listen to reason. Amen? You try to tell them, okay, now settle, you know, like my mother, you know, it's going to get worse in November, everything's getting, and I try to say, Mom, you know, why don't we, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. Oh, yes, I do. I know what's going to happen. No, you really don't. You know, let's just see, let's just take it, how about, let's just take today, all right, today's got enough problems of its own. Let's just focus on today. Let's be thankful to, you know, but it's hard to reason with somebody who is fearful and has anxiety and has all these things. Because once you entertain the thoughts and adopt them, like I said, the world might as well, in your mind, it's going to happen. So it's like the worry you have is, how can I prepare for what I now know is going to happen, even though you don't know anything's going to happen? So do you see how the enemy works? Remember, he comes to do what? Steal, kill, destroy. If you allow those thoughts to, you entertain them and then adopt them, he steals your day. He makes you, anybody that comes in contact with you that day is going to probably feel the brunt of it. Amen? You're not going to eat well. You're not going to have a good day. And then at the end of the day, you're going to be so exhausted, but you can't sleep. Do you see what he did to you? He just stole a whole bunch of stuff from you. Just like a thief that comes in and steals the stuff out of your house or steals the stuff out of you. The enemy just stole your stuff. He stole your peace. He stole your joy. He stole your attitude. He stole your day. And every day you allow him to steal is a day that you will not be effective witnessing or be an effective witness to anybody else. Took care of her. Took care of him. He's no good today. Got all up in his head. Right? Thank you, Jesus. And I was going to talk about Matthew 6, 25 through 34, where he says, don't worry about what you will eat or drink or your body or any of that stuff because, you know, in a nutshell, I got this, Camille, right? You know, Camille said, I got this. That's what God is saying to us. Don't worry about all that. I got this. Amen? You know, Sister Jan, you get a report like, okay, God's saying to you, I got this. Don't worry about it. I got this. I got this. Well, what do I do? What do I do? We're going to follow the instructions, but I got this. I'm going to show you how to live a better life. I'm going to show you how to eat better. I'm going to show you how to do things. I'm going to show you, you're going to be better for this. What the enemy brought for evil, God turns around for good. Amen? If you get told you're a diabetic, you might have to change your diet. You may have to change the way you do some things. And guess what? They may be good changes for you. They may be things you need to do anyway. Amen? So the enemy comes to make you fearful, to give you anxiety and say, oh my God, you're going to die pretty soon, you know? No. God says live. Let's live. let's take this information we just received and let's see what we can do with it. Amen? I always talked about eating better. Now I'm going to have to. Amen? I always talked about how I want to exercise. Now I'm going to have to. Amen? Sometimes, I don't know. But if we don't do it, you know, if we don't do what we're supposed to do, maybe sometimes God allows things to help us do what we're supposed to do. Amen? Okay. I tried to get you to do it without the diabetes, but now, amen? I'm not saying he brought diabetes. I'm just saying in this situation, he could say, okay, what are we going to do about this? Are we going to worry about it? Are we going to let it overcome our lives so that we're no good to nobody? People are depending on you. Amen? These little ones are depending on you. You got people depending on you. You can't afford to have bad days. No. Even if you're not, how many times have you smiled through a bad day? Amen? Pain all in your body, doing all this stuff, but hey, because people are depending on you. People are looking at you. And you might say, well, I don't care if they're looking at me. I'm hurting right now. I'm not happy right now. But it's not about you. See, this is the thing about fear and anxiety and stress and all that. When you allow that type of stuff, and I know it's not easy. We all deal with it, and that's the reason why I'm talking about it, and that's the reason why God brought it to me, and that's why we all need to hear it, because we all go through it. It's life. But understand, when you give in to those things, basically what you're doing is putting yourself in the center. You push God out, and you put yourself in the center, and now it's all about me, Lord, all about me. And God wants to be in the center and say, no, it's all about me. I got you, but it has to be all about me. Amen? When it's all about you, it's messed up. It's out of order. It's got to be all about him. It's not about you. You'd be like, well, it's happening to me. Yes, but he's got you. He's got you. Did he take you through the last 6 months? Did he bring you through? I'm sure you had some days when you were crying. It hurt so much. God brought you through it. Yeah. It's not that we're not going to cry sometimes. It's not that we're not going to go through some tough things. It's not, but he brings us through it. He's got you. Joshua was saying, I don't know if I'm not Moses. I don't know if I can do all that. He kept telling, look, Joshua, just as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. I'll be with you always. In other words, you're not in this thing alone. Do you ever notice when the enemy brings these thoughts to you and brings this anxiety to you, he makes you feel like you're in this all by yourself, you're all alone, where can I turn for help? And God's like, me, choose me. Amen? I'm right here. And then sometimes he has to remind us, have I not done it for you before? Do we have to scroll back through the testimonies? Huh? Do we have to go back to 1985 when I took you through this? Do we have to go back to 90, whatever, and when I brought you through this? Do you remember where you were? Do you remember where you came from? Do you remember what you went through? Do you remember that conversation we had when you told me that I can't do this another day? I can't make it another day. I can't go through this, Lord, and here you still are. Do you remember? And that's why these songs are so important to our lives, because in the midst of all these things that happen to us, the enemy brings all this stuff, but we gotta, when I think about the Lord, how he saved me, How he raised me. Huh? Think about it. That's all. When trouble's on your horizon, when you're having a bad day, when I think about the Lord and all he's done for me, trust me, you get to the point where you want to shout. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. You alone are worthy. Thank you, Jesus. We have to trust God to overcome the fear, worry, doubt, and anxiety in our life. And remember what I always say this. If you're going to walk this walk with the Lord, what am I going to say? You can't walk it by how you feel or what you think. Amen? It's got to be on what you know. That's the only way you can walk this walk. Amen? Why? Because it ain't always going to feel good. It ain't always going to look good. There's going to be times when you think there's no way out. There's this, but you got to go back to what you know. Amen? I don't know what tomorrow brings. I don't know what's going to happen in November. I don't know what's going to happen in 2021. But what I do know is that God is on my side. Amen? And what I do know is I may not even see tomorrow, so what I'm going to do right now is enjoy today because God's been good to me. Amen? See, we miss out on so many days worrying about tomorrow. Amen? How about Sunday? How about today? How about being present? Being present. Amen? And what we have to understand, what we have to know, is that we have, if you've accepted Christ in your life, you have the provision of God. The provision of God. God takes care of his children. Amen? Peace is the confidence that God is controlling your life. Amen? Peace is the confidence or the trust that God is wisely shaping the events of your life for your best interest and his best interest. Amen? Jesus wants you to have freedom from worry. He wants you to be free from caring about the necessities of life, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear, all this stuff that it talks about in the scripture. He wants you to be free from caring about all those necessities. Why? Because he's got you. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Now, the opposite of peace is anxiety. You're sure. Isn't it funny how it's so much easier for us to believe the negative than it is the positive? Amen? How many years, think about it, you don't have to answer out loud, but how many years you've been coming to church? I'm not the first one that's told you that God's in control. I'm not the first one that has told you that he said, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. I'm not the first one. How many times over the years, just think about how many times have we heard those things, yet as soon as something negative comes along, we say, that's how it is. Amen? Don't we do it? It's so easy for us to believe the bad news. And yet we've been hearing for years and years and years about how much God loves us, about how much God cares for us, about how much God is in control, about how much we can't do anything about it, but he can. He said, he even says in the scripture, just cast your, the things that you're worried about, the things that you don't have any control over, give them to me. Let me drive. You just ride. Well, I don't know where I'm going. Don't worry about that. Trust me. I'm taking you somewhere. Amen? How many years have we heard those messages? And yet we still have trouble today saying, you know what, I'm a king's kid. I'm a child of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Really? But yet, you're a I'm officially a diabetic. Amen? And I'm not making fun of you, Sister Jane. I'm saying this is us, because we do this. Amen? Somebody gives us that. This is how it is. Can't tell me nothing. But I tell you, you're a child of God, that God's in control, that he loves you. Really? Yeah. Sounds good. Huh? Why is it so hard? He died for you. He died for me. He gave us everything we needed once. They messed it up, so he came back again and gave us his only begotten son and took upon himself all of our sins, all of our junk. He took it for us. For you. He did that for you. And if you accept that in your heart, you're not in this thing. You're one of his. Amen? If I was living with Brother Fred, and we were in the same house together, and he was, and I was, I got access to whatever's in his cupboards. I got access to whatever's in his refrigerator, right? We're in the same house, right? If you're God's, you got access to everything he has. You're his child. All of us did the best we could being parents, and we had some good days and bad days and messed up and did a lot of things wrong, but we tried to give our children, at our best, we tried to give our children everything they needed to succeed. And we're not even, I mean, we were just basically doing the best we can. But you're God's child. So if you, in all your mess, knew enough to do for your grandkids and your children, if you know how to, if you don't think God's going to take care of you, you are his child. You have access to everything in the cupboard, everything in the fridge. Amen? Everything you need to get through every situation you go through. I'll tell you what you officially are, Sister Jan. You're officially blessed. That's what you are. You're officially healed. You're officially blessed. You are officially have the victory. Why? Because God is in control. Just let him drive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We all struggle with anxiety. We all struggle with this. But we can overcome these struggles if we would just surrender and understand that I can't do it, but he can. I'm not able, but he is. Amen? I can say I have the victory, not because of me, but because of him. Glory to God. You got to remind yourself that you're a winner. You win. You've already won, and you win in the end, too. Glory to God. Matthew 6 and 33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things will be added unto you. Amen. And God, but how many times have we worried about things and find out at the end, man, I didn't have to worry about all that. God did it. When I didn't know how it was going to work out, he brought me through. He provides for us. He makes provision. Amen? You have to personally experience and take hold of God's peace. Do not be anxious about anything, Philippians 4 says, but in everything. How many things? Everything. By how? By your own strength, by your own will, by your own thoughts? No. By prayer and supplication, and not only that, but thank him in advance. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and then what happens? The peace of God. Not just normal peace, but the peace of God, the kind that surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Greater love in Christ. Not just greater love, church. Greater love in, because if it's not in Christ, it's worth nothing. Amen? He will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Won't he do it? Do I have a witness? Huh? Glory to God. In closing, Queen Elizabeth, not the second one, but the first one, once told a man that she wanted him to go on a voyage to the New World. Because we needed his skills on this voyage to make it a success. The man looked at her and said, hey, I'm a small businessman, and my business has been floundering. If I go on a voyage right now and leave my business, I'm sure it's going to sink. And Queen Elizabeth looked at the man and said, my dear friend, you mind my business, I'll mind your business. What was she telling him? I need you to go on this voyage because we need your expertise. He's worried about leaving his business because I'll take care of you. I'll make sure your business doesn't fold. I'll make sure that your business stays afloat. You mind my business, I'll mind yours. Don't you know that's what God says to us? Well, I don't know if I can do that, Lord. And I don't know if... Look, you mind my business, and I'll mind yours. Amen? Remember. Etch it in your mind. God sees down the road and around the corner. Amen? All you see is what's in front of you. You're at the stoplight. All you see is the intersection. God sees down the road and around the corner. You have no idea what's happening over there. But God does. And if God sends you down that road, you can best believe ain't nothing gonna happen to you. You can best believe that you're going to get to where he wants you to go. You can best believe that he will find provision for you and he will make your way the way it's supposed to be. You can best believe that's the right way to go. Amen? You mind his business, he'll mind yours. What are you talking about, preach? If I spend all my time worrying, all my time being in defeat, all my time, I can't help nobody. Right? But if I can just continue, if I can just talk about the goodness of the Lord every chance I get, if I can just, you know, even when I don't feel it, I can, you know, I don't feel good, but I just know God is doing it. If I can be doing his business, man, he'll take care of your business better than you could ever do yourself. Amen? You think you're good at taking care of some things? He'll do it way better than you could ever do it. If you give it to him. You said when you accepted him, you said, yes, Lord. Right? And in that yes, there was a lot of things. Amen? He didn't ask nothing of you. He didn't say you had to have it all together. He didn't say you had to be perfect. He didn't say none of that stuff. But in that yes, what you're saying is yes to your will, yes to your way. Amen? All the way, yes. Surrender all the way, yes. Everything you do, do it heartily unto the Lord. All the way, yes. That's what you said. So don't say all the way yes and then go ahead and try to grab the wheel again. Amen? Let him drive. Let him drive. Let him drive. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. We realize, Lord, we just, first of all, we just want to, before we ask you for anything, Lord, we just want to thank you for how you came in this place today and you blessed us through the song, through the music, through the testimonies, through, Lord, I just thank you for your Holy Spirit that just swept through this place today. Amen. Lord, I just, it's one of those things, I'm just glad I was here to experience it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's all you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. You're the one who saved us. You're the one who heals us. You're the one who picks us up. You're the one who does it all. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Can't do nothing without you. But we're standing on your word, on what we know that says that we can do all things how? Through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, we all have cares, we all have worries, we all have concerns. We cast them on you now because your word said that we could cast all our cares on you because you care for us. Lord, we thank you for the way you love us. We thank you for the way you take we're out of us. We thank you for just taking control of our lives when we're out of control. Bless every home that's represented here today, every extended family member, every home, let there be peace and love and joy within the home, Lord Jesus. Bless the young people and let them know they don't have to be fearful if they put their trust in you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you in advance for how you're healing already. You're already in the process of healing Sister Jan. Thank you, Jesus, for the process that you have brought so many of us through, Lord. Thank God for seeing Sister Vicky here today after such a long process. Amen. You brought her through it, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All of us. All of our different struggles, all of our different stuff. Lord, you know us better than we know ourselves. Hey, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord. Lord, we let you drive. We say yes to your will, yes to your way. Lead me, guide me, direct me, Lord. Whatever you say, I'll go. Thank you, Jesus. Bless this family. Bless this church family, our extended families. Take us from this place, but not your presence. Bring us back at the appointed time. We give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. I love you all, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. Thank you, Jesus.